Hey team, it's been quite some time since I recorded a podcast. However, over the last few months, I've been chatting to a lot of coaches, and one of the major topics is the boxing business topic. So, what I wanted to do is maybe put some podcasts together and to kind of detail some of the things that I do, some of the systems that I use, and just how I run my club. For those that don't know, I run a club down in the south. We're a full-time facility. We have, including myself, three full-time members of staff. And we have two part-time members of staff as well. So we have a very good membership base, and we're doing well. We're doing well, but we're only doing well because of previous mistakes and previous lessons that I've learned. And I've had a few business coaches on the along the way, and I've still got a business coach. And I highly recommend, if you haven't got one, go and find one. They really will help you out. So, like I say, the reason for the podcast is to start to just talk a little bit about some of the things that I do and some of the things that I need, I believe, boxing coaches, especially running a full-time facility or dream of running a full-time facility, some of the things that you need to be doing in your business. So there's going to be quite a few podcasts over the next few weeks that kind of detail systems and kind of programs and things that, if you want to get members in, if you want to retain members, if you want to make the most in terms of money whilst delivering the best service, these are the kinds of things that you need to be doing. So today's podcast is, I'm not gonna say it's boring, but it's something that you need to be doing, and if you're not, you're only gonna you're not gonna have long left in your business before it runs to a grinding halt. You're winging it. So today's subject is going to be on knowing your numbers. We will look at in podcasts coming up. We will look at other things such as attraction, so attracting new members, a retention, so retaining current members. We will look at all that good stuff, as well as other programs that I've found work really well. But today, let's start right at the beginning, and that's knowing your numbers. So what do I mean by that? It's basically knowing simple income versus outcome. So you know if you're making a profit or if you're making a loss. Now, each club is going to vary in terms of income and outgoings, but let's look at the generic outgoings first. Your rent, whether you own your own building or if you're renting it off someone else, how much rent are you paying a month? That's one outgoings, one that is going to be around each and every month. Number two is going to be, especially again if you're in your own building, it's going to be your utility bills, your gas bill, your electricity bill, your phone bill, your Wi-Fi bill, if it's different to your phone bill. These are your utility bills that are always going to be around, and you're always going to use them. Yes, they might fluctuate depending on the time of year and how much you're using the building, but you're always going to have your utility bills. So how much are they total? And then lastly, any other system that you have in place to run the club, whether you've got some kind of software management system for your members, how much is that? Any other online system that you're paying to help you run the club that you really couldn't do without, how much is that? So they're your three major kind of outgoings you're always going to have every month. So that should be the number at the bottom. Then you're going to have your income. Now, for the majority of you, your membership is going to be your major income. We will look at that in later podcasts about how we can kind of change that a little bit and why. But today, let's just say your membership is, for some people, it's your sole income. For others that maybe run full-time facilities, it might be your biggest income. So membership, how much is that? Now, if you've got different membership packages, that's fine. You still need to know how much your income is. And now, what we will go on to do is work out average spend per member. But for now, let's just look at how much membership you're bringing in a month total. Then look at anything else that brings in money. Do you sell kit? Do you have personal training? Do you run courses? You can break this down into individual categories. I definitely would recommend that. And that is going to be your total income. So what that tells you is month per month is your income outweighing or greater than your outgoings. Now, if it is, you're onto a profit, great. How can we make that more? If it's not, if it's under, now you can understand that actually you're losing money each month. Now, these are basic numbers that everybody should know and should have down on an Excel spreadsheet. It's very simple numbers. What you then want to do is look at how much, let's say you're losing a few hundred pound a month, which is generally due to, and your membership is your number one income. So let's look at that. Now you need to work out how much your average membership is. If you've got different memberships, how much your average membership is. If you've got one membership, that's easy. Then how many new members do I need to make that £200? Let's say it's £50 a month membership. You now know that you need, and you're losing £200 a month. You know you need four members to get up to your break-even point. So that's the first part of this podcast, knowing your numbers. Then you can identify if you're making a profit or making a loss. So, and we just touched on it there. Let's work now backwards. So let's say you wanted to make £2,000 a month and your membership price was £50 a month. So with those numbers, you would need 40 paying members. So 40 paying members paying £50 a month to make your £2,000. So you know you need 40 members. So you've got a number to work towards. Obviously, this doesn't include, your outgoings. I'm just saying if you wanted to make £2,000 a month, you'd need 40 members at £50. Again, if you've got different membership prices, have a look and work out an average in the middle of that, and you can then do the same numbers. But we're just keeping it real simple. Now, let's say you wanted to make a total of £2,000 a month, and you wanted that split between memberships and personal training. Let's say a membership price is £50 a month. Let's say a PT price is £40 a month. So you want to do a nice 50-50 split. So your membership to half your membership, let's say then is 20, or to make half your membership, sorry, is £1,000. So how many members would you need paying £50 a month to make £1,000? Well, that'd be 20. So you need 20 paying members at £1,000. Sorry, 20 paying members at £50 will make you £1,000. And then to make up the second half, you want to do it through personal training. You're charging £40 an hour for personal training. So you'd need to sell 25 hours of personal training at £40 to make £1,000. That would then give you your £2,000 a month. So 20 members at £50 a month and 25 hours of PT at £40 an hour gives you your £2,000. Now you can do these numbers for your 5,000, for 10,000, for £20,000 a month, and you can just work it out so you know exactly how many members, or how many hours of personal training, or how much kit you're going to sell, or what price, or how many courses you're going to sell. So you've got exact numbers, which means you can set goals and targets, and it gives you an idea of where the business is heading. And then all you have to do is know your numbers on your outgoings, and you can suddenly see if you're making a profit or loss, but then how to make a profit, exact numbers. So you're not just guessing. And I think a lot of boxing business owners are guessing. They're not treating their business like a business, they're treating it like a hobby, and they're guessing their numbers. So if you want to take your business seriously, then you need to know your numbers, and they don't or can't just be in your head. They have to be on a spreadsheet, very clear for you to see, and then instantly you'll be able to work out and understand if you need to maybe up the membership, if you need to up the members, if you need to add a secondary income somewhere, and how you're going to generate the money that you want, whether that's to be break even or the money that you want if you're looking to run this full time and turn it into a job. So knowing your numbers, like I say, a little bit of a boring podcast, but very, very, very important. And if you're not doing this, I suggest you get off this podcast in a few seconds when it's over, and you start banging out an Excel spreadsheet and knowing your numbers. And I promise you, it will be a game changer. Okay, I hope you like that. Let us know your thoughts. But like I say, we've got lots of other really interesting and hopefully game-changing things to cover. So different systems, websites, Facebook ads, social media marketing. We're going to cover all of it over the next few weeks and months. Like I say, if you like this, please let me know, and I'll keep pushing out more. All right, thanks for your time, team, and I look forward to speaking to you again very soon.